Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
What is up, everybody? Welcome into Believe in the Blacklist, our Season 9 discussion episode. So if you are not caught up through Season 9 of the Blacklist, you need to turn this video off right now. We're joining you live this morning on Saturday morning to talk about the events of Season 9, and we're really excited to do that. But first of all, the chat is open, so if you want to get in the discussion, do that by jumping in the chat right now. We're really excited to talk about Season 9 and kind of the events that have happened so far and what we think can happen moving forward in Season 9, and will there be a Season 10? So we're going to be talking all about that. Before we even get started in that, first, if you're not subscribed already to our YouTube channel, hit that subscribe button right now, hit the notification bell, and give this video a huge thumbs up, and we would greatly appreciate that. All right, let's just without hesitation, dive in to what has been going on in Season 9 of The Blacklist. And also, Season 9 is set to return February 25th. It's moving from a Thursday night to Friday night. So just kind of see how that works out for The Blacklist, if it increases the number of views and how that all works out. But like I mentioned, it's going to be moving from Thursday night to Friday night, and it'll come back on February 25th. So we're excited for that to come back after the Winter Olympics. All right, let's just start with what's going on with Harold Cooper. And I guess the question that I want to ask, like I said, if you're watching, jump in the chat. Who is framing Harold Cooper? There's a lot of theories and thoughts out there about this. Some people think it's maybe Charlene, his wife. That doesn't seem likely to me. Some people say it's Reddington, maybe so he can have custody of Agnes. But I feel like if Reddington really wanted Agnes, he'd just take her. So that doesn't seem like it's very possible. Plus, you got to consider the fact that Reddington and Cooper are really close friends. So I just don't feel like Reddington would do that to Cooper, because I feel like they have a longstanding relationship. And I think Reddington is a loyal person, and he's proven that throughout the entire series. So I just don't see where that would be the case. Is it Cynthia Pennebaker? There's a lot of theories out there floating around Cynthia Pennebaker right now on both what's going on with Cooper and what happened with Van Dyke and Liz. So Pennebaker's somebody that's possible. I don't feel like she is the one. So who is it? Who is this person responsible for framing Harold Cooper? Like I said, the chat is open. If you have a thought or a theory on this, jump in the chat and let me know who you think is setting up Harold Cooper. This is something that looks like it's going to be going on for, you know, maybe the remainder of this season, or at least up several more episodes. So I'm excited to kind of see where this goes. Cooper seems to be in a lot of trouble right now. So I don't know if he's ever going to ask for help. That's the thing. Cooper has yet to ask for any assistance with this matter. I mean, he's got his little buddy that seems a little shady, if you ask me. I'm not sure. Maybe he is the guy who is setting up Cooper and all this, but that just seems a little too obvious for television, in my opinion. So I don't feel like it's that guy. His name is slipping me right now, but there's a lot going on right now. And I guess you could ask the question, the person responsible for framing Cooper, is this person also responsible for Van Dyke finding Liz that night, the day that she was shot and killed? Could they be connected to Townsend somehow? So there's a lot of twists and turns in this show, and I think that's what makes it so fantastic. I think that's what brings the viewers back is all the crazy theories that somebody can have, and it just makes it a lot of fun to discuss that. So we're looking at what or who is framing Harold Cooper and what is their motive. And like I said, it looks like this is something that's going to drag on for a long period of time. And, you know, The Blacklist has been a show that really solves things rather quickly, other than the Reddington situation. But they move quickly between these little side pieces in the show But the Cooper thing seems to be going to be holding on pretty strong for a little while. So that's something to look forward to here in season nine. Is there anything else for those watching? Jump in the chat. I would love to hear your thoughts and opinions on what's going on in season nine of the Blacklist and what you think is going to be happening moving forward. So there's a lot to dissect here. You know, I had to give the warning out about spoilers when I started this episode, because we have a lot of viewers and listeners of our show that are really first. They're just now getting caught up. They're just now in season three or four of the Blacklist. So I got to be careful with what I say, and I got to make sure I put those, you know, spoiler alert out, because there's a lot of new viewers of the Blacklist that are not, you know, grandfathered into this television show. So actually I have a close friend who just now got into the show just a few weeks back, and he texted me last night about what happened with Liz in season three when she fakes her death. So it's crazy things have happened throughout this entire series, and it's a lot of fun. And season nine is starting to feel more like the Blacklist. You know, there was a lot of uncertainty going into season nine because Liz was killed there at the end of season eight. So how would the show move on? How would the writers of the show, you know, maintain the root of the show or the foundation of the show without one of the foundational characters? So it's very interesting how they've done it so far. I would say season nine has been a little bit of an up and down season from a, you know, true Blacklist form standpoint. But I feel like the last two episodes have really been solid. And I think that the trajectory of season nine is up. I think they're doing a fantastic job. I thought the last episode before the winter or before the break, before the Olympics, was, you know, one of my favorite episodes in the last couple of years, if I'm just being honest. And I really enjoyed it. I think the situation with Dembe and Red, I'm glad they resolved their conflict as quickly as they did. Because Red and Dembe being at odds is not fun to me, because Red and Dembe are like one. I mean, they are brothers, and I didn't like the fact that they were kind of butting heads. And I'm glad that they've kind of come back to a where they can at least work together and be peaceful about it. So I'm glad that got resolved rather quickly. I would like to ask you guys, you know, whether you're watching live, you can jump in the chat, or if you're going back and watching this, you know, on YouTube later on, just jump in the comments. What do you think about Dembe being in the FBI? Do you think that's even really plausible? I know this is a TV show, but I mean, the guy worked for the most notorious criminal for the last 30 years, or I know he didn't work with him for 30 years, but he worked with him for 15 or 20 years. And he just all of a sudden can work with the FBI. I know Cooper pulled some strings, but that just doesn't seem very likely. And that's a little bit of a head scratcher to me, but nevertheless, I love Dembe the character. I'm glad he had a little bit of a spotlight episode, because I think Hisham is a very underrated actor. And the truth is, this show, and one thing that has sustained this show, obviously James Spader to me is one of the greatest actors of all time. I believe that Raymond Reddington is one of the greatest TV characters of all time. You can make the argument he is the greatest television character of all time. But they've surrounded him with phenomenal actors. Harry Lennox is incredible. Hisham is incredible. Diego is fantastic, even though some of the writing for Diego has been, you know, kind of a roller coaster. But there is Aram is fantastic. It's just the show is just filled with incredible characters and actors. And that's why it's sustained for we're working on nine seasons. And, you know, from everything I am hearing from the rumor mill and all that, I think there's going to be a season 10. So this is a show that's going to go on for a decade. And it's obviously a lot of it has to do with James Spader and the way he has portrayed Raymond Reddington. But you got to give the other cast members credit where credit is due, because they are all phenomenal. And every time they have been giving, you know, a kind of spotlight episode, they have all delivered. So just a fantastic show. And I'm so happy to be here and have the opportunity to discuss it with you, some fellow fans, because this is kind of an out for a real life situation. So you get to talk about something that's not real, but something that we all love and enjoy. So thank you for tuning in on that part of it. Now I want to kind of shift our focus a little bit. If nobody has anything else to add in the chat about Cooper, I want to shift the focus to how did Van Dyke find Liz? You know, for the last couple of episodes, Red thought that Dembe was just off his game. He had let his guard down and allowed Van Dyke to get close. Well, come to find out, it was not Van Dyke that was able to locate them. That's why Dembe didn't recognize who was taking the pictures. So how did Van Dyke find Liz and kill her? There's a lot of different theories floating around out there. If you have a theory that you're just really tied down to, like I said, jump in the chat or jump in the comment section if you're watching after the live stream and tell me who you think is responsible for allowing Van Dyke to find Liz. So my biggest theory, who I think it could be, and I'm kind of 50-50 on if I even want this to be true or not, and that's Marvin Gerard. If you remember back in season 8, Red wrongfully mistreated Marvin Gerard and tortured him because he thought that he had betrayed Red to work for Liz. So obviously Marvin might be and feel a little bad towards Red right now, and he's always made his thoughts known that he didn't think that Liz was not only qualified but, you know, should have been the heir of Reddington's empire. So next in line would have been Dembe. Dembe all along, we would know that he does not want to run Red's empire. He was just there for Red. And so next in line would have been Marvin Gerard, and he could have had this massive criminal empire. So to me, it looks like they're laying it out to where Marvin Gerard has kind of betrayed Red and led to Liz's death. So if that happened, that is obviously the biggest betrayal that Red has suffered, you know, since this show has been on air for 9 seasons. So, like I said, I would love to hear everyone's theories. I think that's what makes our show a little bit different than some of the other Blacklist podcasts. And I love all the Blacklist podcasts. I mean, the Blacklist Exposed is fantastic. There used to be another one I listened to. I can't think of the name of it, but I always enjoy them because I love to hear about the show and what everybody thinks. But I don't want to tell you that what my theory is and then tell you that you're wrong for thinking something else. So I'm never going to do that. That's not who I am. Everyone is entitled to their own opinion and theory. It's just a TV show, for crying out loud. So I'm never going to just, you know, pound you in the head for thinking one thing while I think something else. So to me, if I feel like Marvin Gerard is the most likely suspect here for kind of betraying Red and leading Van Dyke to kill Liz. But the only problem and the only hole in that theory is that Dembe would have noticed Marvin Gerard too. So if it wasn't Marvin Gerard directly, then maybe he had somebody else doing the legwork for him. So there's a lot to dissect there. Obviously, we'll find out eventually, but I would love to hear what everyone thinks on that matter, because that is something that I was not expecting to happen. I thought that, and I'm kind of, it's kind of strange how they're keeping Liz still a part of the show without Liz being in the show, because we thought, well, she's dead. It's over with. Red's in mourning. Now he's trying to move on and catch these other blacklisters. But now these new leaves keep turning over, and we're finding out more and more that it's not just as cut and dry that Van Dyke happened to find Liz and Reddington and killed her. It's that somebody has led Van Dyke there, and that is why Liz is no longer with us. So the writers are doing something that is outside of the box, which is something that the Blacklist writers have always done. And I love it. I'm here for it. And I think it's a great way to send us to the back half of season 9. So I think, what do we have, 12, 13 more episodes of this season? So I'm really excited to see how this show moves on the rest of this season. And obviously I'm excited for the announcement of season 10. I really believe that there's going to be a season 10. I think they want to get to 200 plus episodes of this show. And I think it does good enough on NBC. It's still got, I mean, it's solid numbers for a show that doesn't get a great time or night spot. It still has pretty solid numbers on Netflix. It's one of the best shows on Netflix. So I think it would be a smart move to continue this because everybody loves James Spader. There's not one person in this world. They may think he's a little eccentric, he's a little odd, but there's not a person in this world that doesn't love the acting of James Spader. So I think they would be smart to renew for a season 10. I think there's still a lot of story to tell. And we're going to talk about something here before we wrap this live stream up, unless the chat just starts booming. And like I mentioned, if you're watching live, please jump in the chat. I would love to hear your thoughts and opinion on what we've been talking about this morning. So, and like I said, if you're watching after the live stream, please jump in the comment section and let us know all your thoughts and theories for season 9. I'm really excited about what's coming up in the back half of this season. I think this show has a chance to take off and be, you know, the Blacklist of old and just be as incredible as it's been for the last, you know, 8 or 9 years. So I'm excited about that. But one last thing that I want to talk about, and excuse me a second, I got to take a drink of water. But I'm super excited about the back half of this season. But one thing I want to talk about before we wrap this episode up is There's still some people that are doubting, are wondering if Liz is actually dead. So if you're watching in the chat live or if you're watching after the live stream, jump in the comment section and tell me, is Liz dead? Why for yes, in for no? And if you want to expand on that answer or your thoughts or your opinions on that, you know, feel free to do that as well. I, for one, think she is dead. I don't see any way around the fact that she would have faked her death because she was so gung-ho on being there for Agnes. Why would she fake her death? She has no reason to fake her death, especially, I mean, how would she get Van Dyke to fake kill her? I mean, he worked for Townsend. Townsend wanted both Liz and Red dead. So I don't think that's possible. Or probable. I think it's possible. I don't think it's probable. And another thing I want to talk about is who Red is. Now, look, if you're in the Red Arena camp, that's fine. I, for one, am not in the Red Arena camp. Maybe at the end of season 8, it started, you know, I started getting that 50-50 mindset on that. But the further we get along into season 9, the more I'm believing that he is not Red or he is not Katarina. So I know this is really the theme of the show. The main plot of the show is who is Reddington? And, you know, I don't have an answer for who he is. Obviously it's possible that he is Katarina, because it is a TV show. Now, to me, what doesn't make sense is Katarina was, you know, 5'6" and a real petite woman. Red is 5'10", a broad built man. That just doesn't happen because you have a sex change. From that standpoint, especially when it would have been done in the 90s. So I don't feel like the science backs it up. I don't think it's realistic from a time stamp point. Because of all this would have been happening in the 90s. And I just don't feel like the technology was there for that. And it just doesn't make a lot of sense to me from that. And if he really loved Liz and was her mother, why wouldn't he just tell her? So I just don't feel like that is the most, I don't think that's the answer. There's people that are in the Lizington camp where he was in love with her, you know, romantically. That is certainly a possibility, even though the big age difference is there. That's certainly a possibility. But I don't know who he is. But I know one thing. He loved Liz, and regardless of who he is, he didn't want anything to happen to her. And it was his life's mission to keep her safe. And he failed at that. And now in season 9, we start out with how he is dealing with her death, and he's depressed. I mean, there's no way around it. He's depressed. You know, he shaved his head, living like a monk. And it was kind of sad to see him in that state. And now he's starting to slowly build back up into the old Reddington, where he's fearless and aggressive, but tactful. So I'm excited about what Reddington is going to do in the back half of this season. And regardless of who he is, and this is why I keep watching the show and why I don't try to discredit anybody's theory, because I want to know who he is, but I don't have to know, if you get where I'm going. Because regardless of who he is, we all know that he loved Liz and that his mission was to protect her and keep her safe. And now his mission is to protect Agnes and to keep her safe. And you can tell that there's a real love for Agnes. So how they develop that relationship moving forward in season 9 and beyond is going to be really interesting. And I can't wait to see how that works out. But I'm not going to keep everybody too much longer. We've gone about 20 minutes and the chat, nobody's in the chat right now. So I don't feel any need to just continue rambling on for a period of time, but I really appreciate those who watched live. Hopefully we can do a couple of these each season. Maybe we can do another one when season 9 ends and we can have a big show then. Maybe bring some guests on to kind of talk about the events of season 9. But I really appreciate everybody watching. I had a lot of fun doing this. And, this is really just a hobby for me. I have about 3 or 4 side jobs that I do, plus I have a full-time job. And so I stay busy. Sorry, I can't deliver as much content as I would like to, or as maybe as much as you would like for me to, but I do my best and I love doing this. And this show is something that has been a part of my life ever since it premiered back in 2013. And I've been hooked. You can ask my wife. I may be obsessive about it, but it is what it is. And I really appreciate everybody joining along in this ride on Believe in the Blacklist. And if you're not already, subscribe to us on YouTube, Apple Podcast, Spotify. Leave us a 5-star written review there on Apple Podcast. And like I said, on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. Make sure you hit that notification bell. Give us a thumbs up, and we would greatly appreciate that, guys. I'm going to wrap it up. I appreciate everybody joining us. Y'all take care, and I can't wait for season 9 to get back going here in a couple weeks. See y'all next time.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.